we present Derek Nimmer, Clement Freud, Nicholas Parsons, and Geraldine Jones in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is this week's chairman, Kenneth Williams.
Thank you very much. Thank you, that's nice. Thank you, yes. Well, some achieve greatness, some are born to greatness, some have it thrust on them, and it's been thrust on me this week to be chairman, because Nick Parsons said you can try to get in a bit of your own medicine back on me, you know, because we do have a go at him some weeks. So this week, I'm the chairman, just for this week, you see. And you have to speak, as you know, in this game for 60 seconds without repeating yourself and without hesitating and without deviating. And the first subject this week is the alphabet. And our first contestant is Nicholas Parsons. So will you speak for 60 seconds, Nicholas, without doing any of those things that I just said? In other words, talk about the alphabet for 60 seconds, starting now.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q.
I'm sorry, Nicholas, you've been challenged. Clement, you're challenged on what ground?
Deviation, he left out the O.
Oh, well, if you left out the O, I'm afraid that definitely is deviation. Therefore, a point goes...
Did I leave out the O?
Yes, I'm afraid you did. A point goes to Clement Freud, and Clement Freud has the subject. You have 40 seconds left, Clement, for the alphabet starting now.
The alphabet is a Grecian punt. It's a sort of financial investment on animals, which is done as a double, a treble, or an accumulator might be procured by placing...
Challenge, I'm sorry, challenge. Who's that challenge, Derek? Why did you challenge?
It's horrid, Kenneth. That deviation, he's making it up, you see. It's not such a thing as an alphabet.
I thought there was. In betting parlance, I'm not familiar with this world at all. I do little punting myself. I've never punted. I'm not a punter, you know. Therefore, I give you this, I concede this point to you, yes. You gain a point.
Who gets the point?
And you are left with 25 seconds to discuss the alphabet, starting now.
A is for apple. That was the first phrase in my little book, which I learned when I was very small. And then B is for basket in which we put peas. C is for Charlies that walk round my knees. D is for Derek, who sits here so fine. E is for Eric, I know he'll not be mine. F is for Freddy, who walks round the house. G is for Gertie, who's as small as a mouse. H is for Harry, who is such a fellow.
Well, Derek Nimmo gets a point for speaking when the whistle blew, and that means he's in the lead. Clement Freud is close behind him, and Geraldine and Nicholas have, I'm afraid, yet to score. However, we go on now to the next subject, which is the film industry. Geraldine Jones, will you speak for 60 seconds on the film industry, starting now?
Some people labor under the delusion that the film industry is about stars and exciting people. These are, in fact, mere shells, and they are motivated and organized by very gray people who might just as well be used selling soap. In fact, the whole business exists on the fear that one of these days people aren't going to go to the cinema anymore, and then they're all going to be needed selling soap.
I'm pleased to say hesitation.
Yes, I'm afraid hesitation. You have a point, Derek, and you continue with the subject for 35 seconds, starting now.
Well, there's no business like film business. Gosh, it's exciting.
Why are you challenging?
Repetition of business.
Oh, Clem. Clem, really.
Absolutely right. Absolutely.
I'm most ungallant of you, but absolutely correct, so you gain a point, and you continue for 32 seconds, starting now.
The film industry is one of the most vibrant in this country. If you look at the stock index and look at the...
You challenge?
On look. He said look twice.
Yes, that's true. He said it twice, did he? Oh, well, that's fair enough. He said it twice. Can't argue about that. Therefore, you get a point. You get a point. Nicholas Parsons gets a point. And you continue with the subject. You have 18 seconds to discuss the film industry, starting now.
The film industry is devoted to making cinematograph experiments and other types of entertainment which were seen on widescreen, small screen, video.
Why are you challenging, Geraldine?
Repetition of screens.
Screen? Oh, did you say that twice?
Yeah,
no,
I'm
very sorry. Well, you get a point, Geraldine, and continue with the subject of the film industry for 12 seconds, starting from now.
The first thing that I know about it is that it involves a tremendous amount of money, which usually...
Who are you challenging? It was Derek again. Yeah, why are you challenging Derek?
Tremendous, actually. You did say tremendous twice.
Tremendous twice was said?
Tremendous in the past.
You get a point, and you continue with the subject for 7 seconds, starting from now.
throughout all the Odeons and the ABCs in the country.
Who challenged there?
Right, Clement. Clement,
there's an awful lot of challenging going on.
Advertising.
What, on what grounds are you challenging, Clement?
Oh, you can't advertise your local cinemas on this program.
Oh, absolutely right. That's against the charter. You've offended the charter. I am appointed here by the BBC. Yes, I am the adjudicator, the judge. I am the final arbiter. I shall not shirk my duty. I will not fail my responsibility. You are absolutely right. You can appoint Clement Freud, and you continue with the subject. You have 4 seconds to discuss the film industry starting now.
Cameras, lenses and other capital equipment are essential to any company.
Oh, brilliant. Yes. Clement gained a point there because he was talking, you see, when the whistle blew, which means he's, what is he, level with Derek, is he?
One behind.
Oh, he's just one behind Derek. So Derek is still in the lead. Geraldine's one, Nicholas one. So you and Geraldine are sharing, Nick. Third place.
Oh, I see.
Sharing,
more exciting.
And we go on to the next subject. The next subject is kneading dough. Kneading dough. And I should tell you, listeners, that it is written on the card as kneading with an N and not with a K. Kneading dough. Will you speak for 60 seconds on that subject? Derek Nimmo, starting now.
Well, as Mr. Kenneth Williams has very clearly explained, it does refer to the obtaining of money or the want of money. And this is something that I, from time to time, do need quite desperately. I remember in earlier periods,
Hesitation? Oh, I didn't notice the hesitation at all. No, I think you get another point, Derek. Go on.
Thank you, Ken.
Yes.
Thank you, Ken.
Now?
Right. Yes. Well, sorry. I wasn't quite ready. Did you usually say starting
Clement,
now?
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
That was hesitation.
That was hesitation. I'm afraid you're absolutely right. Clement gains a point, and you continue with 45 seconds starting now.
I was once in Market Harborough with only 11 and tuppence in my pocket. Desperate to obtain more, I went into a public house, addressed the landlord, whose name was Thornycroft, and said, "Excuse me, sir, I am desirous of having a little more."
Oh, Nick challenged, why?
Deviation, there's no chap called Thornycroft who has a pub in Market Harbour.
Perfectly right, absolutely right. You gain a point. You gain a point.
You wait till the letters come in. Mr. Thornycroft, I'm terribly sorry.
Starting
Mr. Thornycroft.
Now.
Well, of course, this is a very vital obviously.
Oh, challenge from Clement Freud. Why the challenge, Clement?
I'm packing it in.
Why the challenge, Clement?
Hesitation.
Hesitation. You're perfectly right. You gain a point. And you continue with 28 seconds kneading dough starting now.
In Oakham and Uppingham, in dire distress, I once had to call...
Yes, why the challenge, Derek?
Dire distress.
Is that a repetition of dire distress?
Repetition of dire distress, I think.
Yes, you gain a point. You gain a point. You now have 22 seconds to discuss kneading dough, starting now.
When I was in this condition once, I walked up and down Oxford Street dressed as a cat with sandwich boards on. Another time I went through Newport and Monmouthshire with an alligator's head, with also a great advertisement saying, "Would you please come to a dance that I was organizing?" Other times when I have been kneading...
Yes, I'm sorry. Who's that challenge,
Clement?
Hesitation? Yes, I'm afraid you're absolutely right. Clement is justified in that challenge. Yes, Clement, you gain a point, and you have 5 seconds in which to discuss kneading dough, starting now.
I went to the bank and demanded to see the manager. "Look here, my good fellow," I said to him. "It is essential that I..."
Oh, another challenge. Oh, Derek, why the challenge?
Deviation. His bank manager couldn't be a good fellow.
That's perfect.
Isn't that exactly why one calls the bank fellow, the bank manager, my dear fellow?
Yes,
because
you
he's such
a point there, and you half a second left to discuss kneading dough starting now.
And down to the labor exchange.
I almost carried away myself. Who's in the lead now? Oh, Derek's leapt into the lead. There's no question about that, is there? Oh, Derek Nimmo leapt into the lead. It's quite startling there. Clement Freud, will you speak on the subject of thespians for 60 seconds, starting from now?
A thespian is one like Nicholas Parsons who started in the theatre and like Derek Nimmo who has carried on in the musical industry, appearing in dinner jackets or tailcoats, rushing into theatre, sometimes late in the afternoon, occasionally early in the evening, where a small man steps out of his box and says, "Good morrow, sir."
Hesitation, I'm afraid, Geraldine, was that your challenge?
Yes, you're absolutely right, you gain a point,
and you have the subject. You have the subject, you have 35 seconds to discuss thespians, starting now.
I once spent a very long and boring year at school in the United States, and there they were rather pretentious.
Oh, challenge from Clement. Why was that challenge?
Deviation.
Deviation. Perfectly correct. You gain a point. And you have left the 30 seconds to discuss thespians starting now.
There are costumiers who will hire you clothes such as might...
Oh, challenge from Geraldine. Why are you challenging Geraldine?
Deviation.
Why, what about...
Well, thespians are actors and costumiers aren't.
Absolutely true. You gain a point. Yes, and the audience are with you. Yes. The audience obviously with this very attractive young lady. And she has 35 seconds in which to discuss thespians starting now.
The thespians at this aforementioned place of education were the rather pretentious dramatic society.
Why do challenge?
Repetition of pretentious.
You've no right to challenge, and moreover, it's extremely ungallant to interrupt a lady in the middle of a lovely tirade. She's got, what is it now? 22 seconds to discuss thespians starting now.
Several times a year, they put on extremely bad plays in which they couldn't really act because they didn't...
Oh, I bet they couldn't act, and I can see that lot. I can just see them. Oh, I bet they were a riot. Yes. Who'd you interrupt in? Derek, why did you interrupt?
Hesitation.
Well, you're perfectly right. You're absolutely right. He gave the point. And you have 14 seconds in which to discuss thespians. Derek, please pull yourself together. Derek. 14 seconds in which to discuss thespians, starting now.
They are called after the semi-mythological Greek dramatist.
Nick, why did you challenge?
A hesitation.
A hesitation? Did you notice the hesitation here, Nestor?
Was there?
Well, you get a point then, Nick. You get a point, unquestionably, and you have 10 seconds in which to discuss thespians starting now.
One of the greatest thespians I ever saw was Sir Laurence Olivier.
Oh, what was that challenge?
I'm sorry, my hand slipped.
Oh, your hand slipped. Geraldine is becoming very nervous here, and very, as of course you can see, the score is creeping up there and getting down, really there. I'm getting quite worked up myself here, yes. I'm throbbing in empathy with you all. So, yes, there was no point score there, is there? Nick continues for 7 seconds with the subject of thespian, starting now.
I ran to see this act on the stage when I was quite a young lad at the Old Vic, and he was playing Macbeth, and he said, if it were done when 'tis, 'twill it were done quickly. If the assassination were done...
Yes, well, I'm afraid Derek Nimmo still has a resounding lead. Oh, colossal. You should get up and take a bow, I can tell you. You're doing terribly well. Next subject is feeding. Feeding, in other words, you know, the intake of nutrition. Feeding. Nicholas, will you talk for 60 seconds on the subject of feeding, starting from now?
Feeding is absolutely essential to the human body. All animals, of course, indulge in this. I do it about 3 times a day. But, of course, other things need feeding as well, like plants. Now, I am lucky. I live quite near stables. And every time when the horses go by, I rush out with my little bucket and spade and get the essentials that they drop.
Why did you challenge,
Eric? He's talking about fertilization, not feeding.
I see, yes, but you would say that Lucy's subject is certainly sort of bound up, you know, with it, so I don't think it's deviation. I give you a point, Nicholas, and you continue with the subject. You have 45 seconds starting now.
All plants need to be fed.
Why do you challenge, Clement?
Repetition of plants.
Plants. Oh, I'm afraid you did repeat yourself there, yes. So you get 1 point, Clement, and you have 41 seconds, I'm sorry, to discuss feeding starting now.
In canteens, this happens at least twice a day when the mass... assembly, gather together and eat. In other words, they pick up a knife and a fork and begin to shovel into them meat and fish, vegetables and fruit, rice and potatoes, often washed down with tea, coffee, wine, or other.
So, Geraldine challenged. Why, Geraldine?
Deviation.
Deviation? Why?
Talking about drinking, not feeding.
Oh, but it's an essential part of the process, dear. You've got to be washed down, yes. You're taking a load of starch. You need a load of tannic acid to wash the lot down. Tea, isn't it? No, he's a lovely fella, Clem. He gets a point and he continues with the subject. How much has he got? 20 seconds, Clem, and starting from now.
In the world of our dumb friends, this is usually done with earth, water...
Hesitation, I'm afraid. Yes, hesitation. Yes, you get 1 point, Nick. And you continue with the subject. You have 15 seconds starting from now.
When you collect the manure, it is essential not to put it immediately onto the plants because it's got a lot of acid in it and it...
Yes, that is true. Ooh, challenge. Oh, Derek, why is it challenge?
Revolution of plants yet again.
Oh, he said it twice. Oh, that's what I was talking
about. You can't talk
about
it. Yes,
you gain a point, Derek. And you continue with the subject. You have 8 seconds to discuss it starting from now.
Sarah, I went up to the meter maid and I said, I'm sorry that I'm feeding the thing, but she said, you mustn't do it. You know it's against the law. And I said, I'm terribly sorry. And I won't do it.
Yes, why did you challenge Clement?
You're
absolutely right. You gain a point. And you continue with the subject. Clement, you have 2 seconds to discuss feeding starting from now.
White fishing.
Oh, you won again. Oh, you are clever. Oh, that is good. No, please.
Our Clement, of course, by that brilliant stroke, has plunged literally into the lead. And Derek, you are now behind him. And still third place, Geraldine Nicholas. Oh, well, good work. Geraldine, can you speak on keeping up with the Joneses for 60 seconds? Keeping up with the Joneses, a happy pun there, a bit of serendipity, so to speak. Keeping up with the Joneses for 60 seconds, starting now.
This is something that, of course, I personally have never found the smallest difficulty in doing. I do understand, however, that some people would differ with me in the interpretation of this phrase and suppose that it's rather like keeping up with rabbits. There are so many Joneses that nobody can actually count them. And what I mean by it, that is, the impossibility of attaining the illustrious heights which are constantly reached by anyone bearing my most magnificent name, is something that they don't really give...
Oh, we challenge there. Derek, why do you challenge?
Well, it's not a magnificent name. It's a fairly dreary old common name.
It is one of the greatest names in the history of the Principality of Wales.
Just because you're...
And moreover, I think you've adopted the most ungallant attitude to this lovely child here.
It's a point to Geraldine.
Just because he's called Williams.
2 points to Geraldine. Crowd here tonight. Yes, and so, Geraldine, you have 33 seconds left to discuss the subject of keeping up with the Joneses starting from now.
There is one section of the population which finds this particularly difficult.
Challenge from Derek again. Challenge from you again, Derek. One more crown. One crown, Derek.
Repetition of population.
Was it a repetition of population? Oh, well, I'm sorry, Geraldine. That I cannot allow. Derek gains a point. Derek gains a point, and he has 30 seconds to speak on keeping up with the Joneses starting now.
One of the Joneses I'm closest to is Geraldine. Everything she finds so boring and dreary. She has no enjoyment of life at all. So why does one want to keep up with her?
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Clement Freud's challenge.
Deviation,
why the challenge?
She adores life.
Deviation, she adores life. That is absolutely true. So you gain a point, Clement. And you have left 22 seconds to discuss keeping up with the Joneses starting now.
I once went out with two sisters called Amanda and Natalia Jones.
Nick, why do you challenge?
Why, it's very repetitious to go out with two sisters.
Nonetheless. Nonetheless. I would say it was adventitious. So he gets a point for that. Clement gets a point. And continues with the subject. You have 22 seconds for keeping up with the Joneses starting now.
They were respectively 4'9" and 4'11".
Oh, a challenge from Nick. What
repetition of thought.
Oh, yes, I'm afraid there was a four before. Yes, well, then you get a point, Nick. You get a point. And you get the subject, Nicholas. 12 seconds for keeping up with the Joneses starting now.
You've just got to keep up with the Joneses. It doesn't matter what you do. Go out today, tomorrow. It doesn't matter. Find something you can do. Get new clothes, new personality. Stand up there and shout.
You've been challenged. Derek's challenged you on what grounds?
It doesn't matter. Repeat, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Right, then you continue with the subject for 5 seconds. Keeping up with the Joneses starting now.
If you go down to Aberystwyth, it's terribly difficult to keep up with them because there are so many.
Oh, that's very clever. Very clever. Yes. Moving money. Very nice. Yes, well, Nick, you're going up, you're going up, you're almost second, but you're not quite, not quite, no, it's Clement still in the lead, I'm afraid, followed very closely by Derek, and Geraldine, trailing darling. Now, do pecker up there, come along, we must get much better than this. Now, the next subject is rubies. You've all heard of rubies, the jewel, the blood-red ruby. On the card is written rubies. Will you speak, Derek, on the subject of rubies for 60 seconds, starting now?
Great regret to me that so many Christian names are disappearing from the English language. Pearls seem to be on disappearance. Gertrude Barbariana.
Oh, Nick, why did you challenge?
I thought it was hesitation.
You thought it was
hesitation? Oh,
well, you must tell us, honestly, Derek, were you hesitating? Now come along, you are on oath. Come on.
I was finding a slight difficulty with my speech impediment.
That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. You were fumbling, dear. That's obvious. You were fumbling, right? You get a point, Nicholas, and you get the subject. You have 50 seconds to discuss rubies starting now.
Everybody used to say Ruby's got the very best pair in the whole of the business. Her two legs are absolutely... As she walked down the street, you were...
Oh, I'm sorry. You were challenged. You were challenged by Derek. On what grounds?
Well... Deviation. Repetition, best pair.
Best pair, deviation.
Deviation and repetition, deviation. Best pair.
Yes, the best pair would be deviating, I'm afraid. I'll give you a point, and you have 45 seconds to discuss Ruby starting now.
Excuse me.
Starting now, come along.
No, Ruby McAvoy, who lived just outside the small town of Crampleheckon, was a...
Oh, a challenge from
deviation.
Nick.
Deviation, there is no such thing.
Yes, I'm afraid you're absolutely right, you gain a point.
Yes,
and you have...
40 seconds to discuss rubies starting now.
Of course, the whole point is that this particular precious stone is one of the most valuable of all. One of the most difficult things is it...
Challenge from Derek. Why did you challenge?
Yes, it's not one of the most valuable of all.
It is a ruby.
No, you are right.
The
right,
ruby,
the
emerald,
isn't
and the
more
ruby.
Valuable, so you get a point. And the 32 seconds in which to discuss rubies starting now.
I think one of the most beautiful rubies was that was given by the Sultan of Turkey to Lord Nelson after his victory.
Oh, a challenge from Clement. Why did you challenge Clement?
He didn't give him one.
He didn't give him one. You're absolutely right. You gain a point, and you have... You have 36 seconds in which to discuss rubies starting now.
But the Maharaja of Cooch Behar gave one to his wife, which is now on show in the Wallace Collection in London, which is open daily and on Sunday afternoons from 2:00 until 5:30.
A challenge from Geraldine. Yes, Geraldine, why are you challenging?
Deviation advertising.
Deviation advertising? On the contrary, I thought the information was fabulous. Go on, Clement. Yes, no points awarded. Go on, Clement.
Many jewelers receive these stones and are then asked to cut them into shapes which are required by the prospective purchasers in order that they reflect the true beauty of the inherent value of the...
Beside myself there. I never heard such fluency, such articulation. Oh, you're a very gifted fella, there's no doubt about it. And moreover, you're in the lead. Eric second, and the rest of you are still trailing. Well, there we go. Clement, carrier pigeons. Will you discuss carrier pigeons for 60 seconds, starting now?
This used to be one of the most popular forms of transport. One got a pigeon and trained it.
There's a challenge from Derek. Why are you challenging Derek?
Yes, not a form of transport. Nobody was carried by a
pigeon. Absolutely right. You gain a point, and you have 55 seconds to discuss carrier pigeons, starting now.
It was, in fact, one of the best ways of sending messages. You'd take them in large baskets down to the front where the warring crowds, such as Lord Nelson at the Battle of the Nile, when he got that lovely ruby from the Sultan in Turkey, which is absolutely true. He got it out of his hat and gave it to him. Anyway, he sent a message off by a carrier pigeon to Lady Hamilton,
from Nick,
who was waiting.
Sorry, a challenge from Nick. Why are you challenging Nick?
Of message, he said.
Yes, I'm afraid he did. You gain a point, Nick. And now you have 40 seconds to discuss carrier pigeons, starting now.
As I was walking out of Euston Station the other day, there was a woman beside me with a very large basket, and the porter turned to me and said, "A carrier pigeon." And I said, of course, I couldn't possibly do it. It's probably got a very important message with it. And these messages, of course...
Challenge from Clement. Why are you challenging?
Messages,
repetition.
I said messages.
Yes, absolutely right, dear. So you gain a point, very nicely put, and you take the subject. You have 36 seconds starting now.
During the Second World War, there was a certain phasing out of this type of transportation.
Nicely put. What's the matter, Nick?
Well, but deviation. You established, Mr. Chairman, earlier on, that carrying pigeons were no form of transportation.
No, transport they were.
Ah, yes, you see, there's a difference between transportation and transport, and I think Mr. Clement Freud, using the word in quite a different sense here, was absolutely justified, and therefore, I award another point, and he did it with the subject, for 18 seconds, starting from now.
Pieces of paper bearing graphic inscriptions were tied with rubber bands and attached.
Derek, you can't tie with a rubber band.
You can't tie with a rubber band. On the contrary, I've done it myself. So you lose a point, and you gain. And you have 12 seconds starting from now.
And attached the legs of the carrier pigeons, which were then towed to home, meaning to return to the place from which they set out before leaving for the front line.
Oh, brilliant! Clement Freud has, as you see there, left into the lead at the end there to win. So he is this week's winner. And second was Derek. Nicholas was third. Geraldine, lamentably trailing. But game to the end. So give it a good clap. There they are. Well, thank you. There we must leave it as just a minute. Must be off the air in just a minute. I have time to tell you that in this program, victory went to those taking part were... Oh, I saw a load of rubbish, isn't it? Well, there we come to the end of another edition of Just a Minute. Goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute this week was Kenneth Williams. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Simon Brett.